Welcome to Tim is with the King, where our purpose is to help our listeners enter into God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. 10 Minutes with the King is brought to you by Koinonia Bible Training Center. It is a 30-minute broadcast where we're encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before you begin your day. Your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy, so be blessed as you enter worship with me. Thank you, Jesus. Yeshev, Betseter, Elion, Betzel, Shaddai, Yit Lonah. That's Psalms 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be blessed.
Refreshing, anointing, feeling.
It's Friday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're having our open house tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome day in the Lord. Glory to God. And then we're going to start our first Sunday service this Sunday. We were on Saturdays for 5 years. Now we're going back to Sundays. Glory to God. I'm going to read Psalms 138, 1 through 3. It says, I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I will give thanks to your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, because your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. When I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Glory to God. So my prayer is giving thanks with a grateful heart is easy, because you are a gracious, wonderful Father. You encourage, strengthen, and bless. Thank you, Lord. So we're starting off this Friday with an attitude of thanksgiving. Glory to God. Be grateful. Be thankful with a grateful heart. Thank you, Lord. Yes, indeed. And there's not enough graciousness in this world today. We need to get back to some real basics. Some real basics for human kindness and love and appreciation one for another. Glory to God. We're in this as a team. We need to recognize, glory to God, that it's a human race and we stand against the powers of darkness. Whether you think so or not, that doesn't change the fact that it's still there. Just like God is there. He said, I am that I am. Meaning, he always was. You can't explain everything. It just is. How did this get started? How did that get started? It got started. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we have plenty to tell us how we got started. And it traces back to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Darwin Hobbs is going to tell us about grace. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing right along with him, giving praise to our Heavenly Father. Grace, Darwin Hobbs.
Thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. Thank you for the way that you forgive me every day. Thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. Yeah, great is your mercy. Thank you for your grace. How could I breathe without it? How could I move without it? Your grace, not one single word without it. How could I speak without it? I wouldn't wanna sing without it. Your grace, thank you for your grace. Your amazing grace, thank you for the way. Every day, thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. Yeah. Great is your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Imagine a world without it. There'd be no hope without it. No chance.
every day. You forgive me anyway, anyway. And I'm so grateful today. Yeah, I said I'm so grateful today. So my hands are lifted in your presence right now.
Where he says, now that I understand it, I can't live without it. Glory to God. Now that I understand it, I can't live without it. Hallelujah. And then he says not to take it for granted. It's grace. Hallelujah. It's something that you don't deserve that's freely given to you. Grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. Hallelujah. So I want to drench my heart in the love of the Lord. I want to drench my heart because he so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. It's only one God, but there's three in one. He has three characters. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The word, John 1:14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You're looking for your Messiah, my Jewish friends. He has come, but he's coming again. Glory to God. He's coming for his people. Hallelujah. You've got another chance to get it right. Glory to God. We're not worshiping an idol. We believe in one God just like you do. Hallelujah. But we understand that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's an omnipresent God, meaning he's everywhere at all times. How is that possible? Stop trying to explain things with your natural mind. How is that possible? Because the Word was made flesh. The Word was with God. What God speaks, it happens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're trying to put him in a box like humans are in a box. You can't do that with God. Hallelujah. Take his word at face value. There's no games there. It's real. It is real. So drench my heart, Lord. Drench my heart. Jonathan Nelson. Enjoy.
Drench my mind. somebody, just lift up your hands and just say, be now with us.
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 Let your glory,
be
yes.
Now with us.
Let your praise.
Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. We're talking about with a grateful heart. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Martha Sapp talk about giving thanks. Give thanks. That's what we need to do. Give thanks. Don't take anything for granted. Give God thanks. Hallelujah.
Sometimes it rains in the midst of your parade, and the hard times come after you had a great day. For with every test, there's a time and a season, and with every trial, purpose and reason. Sometimes you're hurting, there's a pain deep within. Seem like the more you pray, that thing just won't ever end. No, just have patience and follow. When you're weak, say I'm strong. But this is a part of life's journey. Keep the faith and press on.
In every day,
and your way seems dim. Oh, just keep on pressing on. Put your trust in Him now. Learn to lay aside every weight and so. He's a living statue. All in time you will come forth. For He is going to bless you. Hey. I don't get upset. I get excited because I understand the enemy's trying to frustrate me. That's why I want to encourage you. This ain't the time nor the place to give up. But when trouble comes, what you ought to do is just lift your hands and tell God, thank you for the good times. Tell Him thank you for the bad times. And then give Him thanks. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Listen. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm happy, sometimes wearing a frown, I made up my mind. I'm gonna give Him thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, yeah. Give thanks. Because He's worthy. He's worthy. Give Him thanks. I'ma bless the Lord at all times. Give Him thanks.
Indeed, hallelujah. Well, it's thank that time. Hallelujah. Hold on just a minute. That's not what I had. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are saying goodbye because we love the Lord and we love you. Hallelujah. So this is Pastor Nancy signing off. For this Friday morning, I will catch you Monday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you are anywhere in the high desert area, come to the open house. Say hello. I would love to meet you. Pray with you. 9390 Hesperia Road.
I could feel
unit 9 in Hesperia. 92345. That's California. Yes, indeed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. We simply love the Lord. Therefore, we can love you also. Thank you.
But each word will have to wait in line as I tell you this. I see.